The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "No one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wildflowers grow. They do not work or spin. But I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, 'What are we to eat? Or what are we to drink? Or what are we to wear?' All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, Father.
The gospel today, I think, should resonate with us, especially those who are in the first world country. In the third world country, wherein poverty is normal, yet their faith is stronger. Wanna bet? Huh? Because in the third world country, wherein there is nothing, they simply what? Work for that day, and then tomorrow, another day, work another day. Here in the first world country, what do we do? Work more money, so that in the future we don't have to worry. In the third world country, they work until they die. No? Because they just work. But at the same time, they work for that day. At the same time, they enjoy that day. In the Philippines, I saw a guy. I was assigned in a fishing village. And this guy was telling me, "Why is your parishioner doing that? What? They go out to fish, and their nets are small, and then after that, they do nothing. And that's what they do. Why don't they have bigger nets so that they can catch more fish and then make more money and buy more nets?" And so on and so forth, he said. Why? So that they can rest in the future. Look at them. Yes, they catch only a few. But after that, they already enjoy, you know? After that, they enjoy life. Because their lives are what? Simpler. You guys, your lives are not simpler. What do you think? No, it's not. You have so much. I'm not condemning you. I'm worried for you. Because Christ, God said today, you cannot serve both God and mammon. You're so attached to heaven more that you forget about what? Divine providence. No? In television, oh, you have to get more insurance, more money in the bank. All those stuff, more and more and more and more about possible future that you have to make more money to pay for these things which might not happen. And if it happens, what do you care? You're going to die anyway. When I came here, the first temptation I had was money. Because coming from a third world country, just like the fisherman in my village, I have nothing. No? Whatever I have there, that's it. The next day I go out and ask for food. Because literally that's how I live normally. But is my life miserable? Being poor doesn't make my life miserable. Makes my life simpler. You know? So when I came here, and I realized, boy, I have so much. From nothing to a lot. I even remember in the seminary in the Philippines, we had fried chicken once a year. Most of the time we had fish.
Fish that
were already, what you call this, overcooked, or because they were trying to feed 200 seminarians. So in the Philippines, third world country, have 200 seminarians. Here we can barely have enough. We don't have enough. Why? Because there are very few who would like to give themselves to God. Imagine the contrary, the irony. In the third world country, we have nothing, but they give themselves to God. Betrayed by God and say, "Lord, you have abandoned us." But they chose to
give themselves to God,
even though God seemingly abandoned them for being poor. Here, we have
so much
blessing from the Lord, and yet how many are willing to let go that blessing and give themselves to God? You. That's the problem. We do not realize the source of the blessing, and we do not even trust the one who gave us this blessing. And I'm worried, because here we are keeping trying to give more priests here in the first world country, which is not bad, but you have to have, ask yourself, what are we telling our children, our grandchildren? Hey, be a priest, because it reminds us that we are meant to serve God and God alone, not the world. But sadly, when I ask the children, the first thing they do, they ask me, how much do I have? What is my salary? Imagine that. Kids asking me my salary. Imagine if they know that when I was in the Philippines, I had none. No social security, no insurance, nothing. And here, yes, we have salary, but because I chose to be a religious, all my money. Why? So that I still, what? Remain simple. Of course, well fed. Oh, even in the poor country, in the Philippines, I was well fed, but more with rice. Rice and salt. Rice and soy sauce. Rice and dried salted fish, but a lot of rice. No, that's how I survive. My problem is how to stop eating meat. Because here it's normal to be able to afford to eat meat, because it's not difficult. So my dear friends, in the first,
loving us like a mother's love. He is gentle, compassionate, merciful, kind. Even if a mother forgets her child, I will never forget you. Imagine that, no? You already know how strong the bond between a mother and a child. God's love for each and every one of us is stronger than that. And He will never forget us. But what is happening? Some children, they forget about their mothers. Forget about the love that they had experienced from their own mothers, and they exchange that love for something worldly. Why? Because instead of trusting God, they think they are in control, and they seek security not from the mother's love, not from the love of God, but from worldly things. And how many of us, children, not even have the time to call their own mothers because they're too busy trying to make more money,
have more
house, more money in the bank, because they trust, oh, I should do that. If I don't do anything, my life will be a mess. And what happened? And then when their mothers died, they feel guilty. No? When we die, or when we are at the point of dying, what does the responsorial psalm said? In God alone, my soul be at rest. The question is, when we die, can we honestly say to God, yes, Lord, I want to be with you? Or are you still so concerned about worldly things?
You would say, God, Lord, don't take me yet. I have many things to do in this earth.
How many of us still think that way? They don't want to die. They don't want God calling them back to Himself because they still have so many things to be done here. And the gospel talks about what? You worry about many things. Imagine. How many of you, right today, just today, how many of you even got a little angry because you did not know what to wear? You know? Did not know what shoes to wear, clothes to wear. You know? Even fought just to come here. Instead of having a grateful heart coming here, thanking God for the Lord's day. Today is the Lord's day. How many of us are in that right attitude? But no. Sometimes even going to church is an obligation, which should not be. Yes, it is. But our attitude should be what? An attitude of what? Eucharist. Thanksgiving. But I cannot do that for you. No? You have to be the one to decide, do I really thank God? Is God really somebody that I am grateful,
somebody that I have experienced now,
and therefore somebody that I can give myself totally? That is what I did. The reason why I became a priest, because I realized eventually, ultimately, in God alone is my soul at rest. No human being can save me. So why should I try to seek your approval or your pleasure or your judgment? Only in God will I entrust myself. You know, in the second reading, it talks about judgment.
I don't let
other people judge me.
I don't even judge myself.
I let God judge me. How many of you are more concerned about trying to please people, trying to look good in society? Ultimately, those people,
society, will not judge you. It is
is
when it's our time to be called by God Himself, will say to us, "Hey, I know you."
Or will He say
to you, "Be gone," and He close the doors of heaven right in front of you? I am a witness of God's mercy, of God's love, and I'm telling you sincerely that He alone is the most
important reality in our lives.